I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Luxury living begins with your move to Mason, Preferred Living's newest community in the desirable New Albany area. Your suite features soaring ceilings, White Valley granite countertops, and spa-inspired bathrooms. With amenities like a multi-tier year-round pool and hydrotherapy spa, Trackman golf simulators, a private screening room, and complimentary Starbucks coffee, every day feels like a retreat. Learn more and schedule your tour at livepreferred.com.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Fungula. Today, my guest is Amanda Shaw. She is a Louisiana Music Hall of Famer, you guys. She plays the fiddle. She's incredibly talented, and she joins us today talking about her gratitudes and mattitudes. We get into her gratitude for being a part of the New Orleans music culture, growing up in that. We get into her gratitude of sometimes a closed door. Sometimes we can be grateful for that closed door in our lives. We get into it. You can check out AmandaShaw.com to find out when she's performing near you, where you can find all her music and stream her music. She's very talented. And don't forget that I am on tour right now, the family reunion tour, currently going through Texas. So go get your tickets. I'll be honest, most of my Texas shows are sold out, but there may be a ticket or two left, and you can see when I'm coming to a city near you and get your tickets for that city. I'm coming all over the place. I'm going to the Northeast. I'm going to New Jersey. I'm going to Pennsylvania. I'm going to Florida. I'm going to Alabama. I'm going all over the place, you guys. So go to angela.com to get your tickets to the family reunion tour. And don't forget to like and subscribe with this podcast. Go leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Tell everybody why you love this podcast. Spread the word and leave us a comment. Tell us what you're grateful for. If you want to call us and tell us what you're grateful for, here's the phone number. Oh, and when you tell us what you're grateful for, don't forget your name. Tell us who you are. I'm so-and-so. I am grateful for this. And then tell us what you're grateful for. And then don't say your family. Everybody always says family. Tell us something else. Okay. What is it, Danielle?
The number for your very specific gratitude is 747-300-5380.
That's right. 747-300-5380. Call us. Tell us what you're grateful for. And enjoy this episode with Amanda Shaw.
We were in the studio yesterday, so like it's just like a whole like trying to like switch mindsets, you know, from that, and then like today doing podcast. So
are you writing a new album?
So we have we're actually releasing singles right now. Fun. And it's great because right now it's cool because I have a lot of ideas there, and especially like thank you so much.
And then there's
I appreciate
a place
that.
For you to put it.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, baby. Good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and so doing a lot of collaborations. New Orleans has so many different kinds of music.
Yeah.
And so like being able to kind of explore all of these different kinds of music with writing and collaborating with all these different artists has been really, really fun for me. You
good.
Know? Yeah. Which is, you know, I feel like as a musician, like that's. That's like the dream, you know, like
yeah.
to be able to try a lot of different things, have fun with it. And that's like, you know, the, you know, bring these things together, these different elements together, you know.
Yeah. I want to put your mic up a little bit more. Closer. There you
right
go.
There. Okay.
Can you hear yourself when it's
oh,
closer?
Yeah. I can hear myself.
Yeah. But when your mic comes closer, then it's like perfect.
Okay.
You hear me?
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a loud talker, so.
No, that's good. That's good. So you said you're newer to Nashville. Tell me about that. When did you get here?
So I started commuting about, I guess, like it's almost been 3 years ago. And because the drive from New Orleans to Nashville is only 8 hours. But yeah, I've been living here like, it's been like 6 months, so like still fairly new.
You are fairly new.
But yeah, like I said, I mean, I've been spending time here for the last 3 years. When I say commuting, like, I mean, every month coming for, you know, like a week or something like that. Uh-huh. And it just took me a minute, you know. Again, I already was a musician and have been a musician mm-hmm. in New Orleans for such a long time that it wasn't like, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like I needed to like totally leave that. And I love being from New Orleans. Like, it's just, it's a big part of who I am. So yeah, so doing that and for a little while, and then it finally got to a point where I was like, okay, like, I'm having it's taking a lot of work finding Airbnbs, you know, figuring out, you know, friends that are out of town that are going to let me stay at their house. Sure. It becomes like a whole thing. Yep. And plus, like, you know, like, just having a place where you feel like a little more grounded, where you like have stuff that you like, and like having your bed and like your stuff and everything. That makes a big difference.
Girl, who you telling? Okay, I'm out here on the road all the time, going from this house to LA house, and be like, wait, don't I have this blush already? Oh no, I left it over here, and then now it's a whole thing.
Oh, I have three open magnesium bottles right now.
girl yes.
I'm like, wait, I thought I had one, and then it's like I find one in a bag somewhere, like, you know, months later, and I'm like, I thought I had it
and now it's expired.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget it,
put it in the Matitude.
We went to, Danielle and I went to Nolens.
Okay.
Listen.
One way of saying it.
How do you say it?
It's New Orleans. I will say, I think it is really funny. Most New Orleans, I feel like most New Orleans folks kind of chuckle at that, because I don't really know if.
Well, because I say New Orleans, and then they go like, oh, you say like you're a nerd for saying it properly. And I'm like, okay, how are you supposed to say it? Nolens. Well, isn't that what I said?
It's the lack of, because I say now I'm thinking about it too much, but like, it's like the R kind of gets a little, like, you know, mm-hmm. it's a little, and sloppy, is it R.
New,
you know?
Orleans or New Orleans?
Oh, that's a good, I think there, you know, what's funny is it's New Orleans, okay, but we have Orleans Avenue.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's a place where things are flexible.
Well, I'm going to still say Nolens. Just kidding.
We love you anyway.
So Nolens it is. Yes. Got it. Okay, so we were just there a couple years ago, had a show, but we walked down Bourbon Street, right? Yeah. And we went into the bars. This is what Danielle and I said. We said, we're going to walk down once just to experience it.
Yeah.
And then we'll be right back.
Just to say we did it.
Just to say we did it.
Yeah.
Girl, what time in the morning we left? I don't know. We were out there all night having the best time of our lives. But
it was so fun.
Oh, so fun. What I want to say was, every bar we went into had a live band, and they were all incredible. The musicians in New Orleans are
so talented.
Wild.
Yeah, it's a great place. Like, if you're an artist of any type.
Did you ever perform on Bourbon Street?
Not Bourbon Street, no. But I grew up playing a lot of festivals, and because we also have all over the state. I mean, every weekend. I mean, people find any excuse to, like, I'm talking about, like, I don't know if you remember, there was the year that the Saints, they lost to the Vikings, okay, and there was like this no call thing. I think it was the Vikings, and like everybody was mad because the ref didn't throw the flag, and so mm-hmm. And it was a big championship game, and a lot of people felt like that's the reason why we didn't go to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
The point of this story is that after the fact, people were so mad that the entire city came together and threw an entire festival, the no call festival.
Stop.
I'm talking about thousands of people in the street dancing, and like every major artist. Like, people will find any excuse to like have a good time there.
Won't that be New Orleans? Like, we are mad. We need to have a party.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pissed. And so, what time is the festival?
Instead of watching the Super Bowl, everybody went and partied, you know, at this no call, because they were like,
funny.
It is pretty. It's a pretty fun place. So yeah, like, I mean, so I grew up playing a lot of festivals, you know, because I mean, every weekend there's a festival, there's an event, but you know, whatever, there's something going on every single weekend there, and so I grew up just playing all these different types of events, you know. everything from like fishing rodeos, you know, and to like fishing rodeos. You know, Miss Shrimp and Petroleum. You know, they have like all the like the Shrimp and Petroleum Festival. They have a queen.
A Shrimp and Petroleum Festival.
Yes, I mean it's just like literally everything.
Any excuse to party.
I'm just saying. So, and then of course, you know, I grew up playing because I'm from the New Orleans area. French Quarter Fest and Jazz Fest, which are two of our biggest. You know, Jazz Fest is like the biggest festival that we have every year. And I started playing there when I was a kid, like in the kids' tent, and you know, so yeah, so it's been like over 20 years now that I've been playing that. Yeah, that festival. So yeah, so it's cool like to have just grown up in this little in this music community, and like the music is incredible. I think because there is such great community, and the fact that like people are ready to celebrate good times, bad times, and come together, and like music's also about that. So I feel like those two things just go hand in hand, you know?
Yeah, totally. Oh my gosh, I have so many follow up questions to that, but I want to jump into your mattitude.
Okay.
Like, what is the thing that you're mad about these days? What's pissing you off? What do you think about while you're, like, either home alone or driving or whatever? And you know how sometimes you have that that replay argument in your head?
Yeah. Like, no. I mean, it was honestly a little bit hard to choose just because there's everything from like Crocs to alarm clocks, you know, all those things. Like every time my alarm clock goes off, I'm like, why do I have somewhere to be? But you know, I think probably one thing that I probably feel like, you know, there's, you know, talking to people about, you know, what it's like to be a musician, you know, a lot of times you tell people, oh, you're a musician. There's just like such a wide variety of ideas people have. And I think like just reminding people like there's so much that goes into it. Like every time you meet an artist and like appreciating the work that they put into it, you know, like, you know, when I meet other artists and stuff, even if they're not my genre, my style or whatever, trying to appreciate like where they're coming from. Because sometimes I think people who don't work in music or in arts or in entertainment understand the number of people that go into it and like all the details that go into like building a show or like making a record or like and all these different things. And so I think that's probably something that like, I don't know if it's like a totally mattitude because I don't really like to be too mad, but it is something that like I will definitely, if somebody, I was at a dinner one time and they asked, you know, I was just with a bunch of people that were in a bunch of different kinds of professions, and this one person was like, oh, and what do you do? And I was like, I'm a musician. And like he just like literally didn't know what else to say other than he was like, oh, okay, so you play fiddle, okay, like do you do anything else? And I was like, and my response was like, I don't know, I can't juggle. Like I was just like, I was like, I don't know, what do you want me to say? Like it's like I can't believe that that's not enough, you know. But yeah, I think like you know, if you're showing up and you're doing your thing and you're passionate about it and you're doing your best, you know, and you know, sometimes I think people don't understand when they ask questions like that, like what that, you know, what that actually is, you know.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I can hit a chord a little bit because it's like, oh, my God, I'm, like, literally just trying to remember to drink enough water right now.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Listen, I don't have to be a hyphenate of everything, okay? I like my – I fiddle, okay? who did that to me? Danielle, what did the guy say to me at that one charity event? What was it?
Oh, my
it?
Goodness. Yes. He said – I think – did he say something along the same lines of, like, and what else do you do?
Yeah. It was
and you're literally there to be the comedian of the show.
It was a meet and greet at a charity event, and so there's a lot of people there to come donate. So you know, there's a lot of money in the room, and the guy was, I'm doing the meet and greet as the comedian, as the host of tonight. That's why I'm there, and he's like, so you do comedy, and I'm like, mm-hmm, and he's like, what else do you do, and I'm like.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details. Sleep better and save big right now at Sleep Outfitters. Save up to $800 store-wide. Get buy one, get one free deals, plus a free adjustable base on select mattresses. With 0% interest financing, free delivery, and our exclusive lifetime price guarantee, you can't miss this. Only at Sleep Outfitters.
Mostly that.
Yeah, mostly. I've been doing this for a while.
I think about it a lot when I go between my multiple houses, you know, about the comedy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like.
And it's like, what are you? I'm a doctor. Okay, well, what else?
Yeah.
What else do you do?
So when I'm not on tour. Yeah, you're like, when I'm not on tour, I like to go for long walks on the beach.
I get it, though. I mean, I literally get it. That happened to me as well. And I think I will give grace in there's some instances where people don't understand how they're coming off in their question. And maybe maybe he meant something else. Maybe he meant like, what do you do in your free time? Or what? Maybe that's what he meant. And it wasn't like, well, this can't be it that you do. Maybe it wasn't that. So I'm going to go ahead and give him grace.
You know what? I love that. You know, and you never know. Maybe somebody's having a bad day. I do try to keep that in mind sometimes. Like, although sometimes... sometimes it gets my gears, like, if it hits me in the wrong time or whatever. But I do try to keep in mind, like, oh, maybe somebody's having a bad day or whatever.
Yeah.
So you're totally right about that. But, yeah, I just want to, like, I think, like, it, with that thought, like, shout out to, like, anybody who is, like, showing up, whether you're, you know, whether you're, you know, a stylist, and a dancer, an artist, a comedian, a musician, songwriter, you know, performer, whatever it is, like, you know, you're doing a great job. Like, no matter if you're showing up and you're doing your thing and you're staying true to what you do and who you are, like, that is truly the most important thing. And, like, don't be letting other people get you down, because
there you go.
Yeah. So
I love that. Listen, even our mattitude, we're already turning it positive. Look, there's Amanda for you guys, okay? I'll give you my mattitude, but don't think I won't add some positivity in there, okay? Don't think I won't do that. Here, put your makeup a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yes, I relate to you on your mattitude. And but let's just move into gratitude. Let's talk about, I mean, you're from New Orleans, you live in Nashville, you go back and forth, you you're doing music, and from what I understood from your bio is your family, you don't come from a music family.
No, I don't. No, I was watching a television show when I was four, and they showed musicians, they showed a violin, and I just was like, yeah, that looks really cool. And so I started taking music lessons at the music community school down the street in the town that I grew up in. And that was like my first lessons. And then just growing up in Louisiana, because there is so much culture and so much music and so much, like, just life, like, you know, my mom and dad started taking me to fado dos, which are Cajun dances.
How do you say it?
Fado do.
Fado do?
Yeah, FAISDODO.
Oh.
The term comes from back in the day when they would have fado dos, like way back in the day, you know. They would all get together in a barn every weekend. Everybody would bring their instruments, you know, or if you didn't, you'd cook something if you didn't play music. And they'd all, each weekend, a different family would host the barn dance is what it is. It's a barn dance.
Amazing.
You know. And the kids would bring their, And so, like, the kids would bring little blankets, and because the parents would be up all night long dancing, and the kids would get tired, so they bring their little blankets to the corner, and they'd go do-do, party, do-do, and they'd go in the corner and go fall asleep while the parents, you know, continue to dance all night, and they'd go to sleep, which honestly, not bad. I feel like that sometimes, you know, like, you know, you guys have a good time. Yeah. I'm just gonna go to sleep in the corner.
Yeah.
But they still carry this tradition today, even obviously, like, it's not the same because it's not, you know, they do it like in restaurants or, you know, or like at clubs, you know, music clubs and things like that. You know, Bruce Daggerpont, he still carries that tradition. There's lots of musicians down in Louisiana who still carry that tradition, which is so cool, keeping that alive. And so, yeah, so my parents would bring me to some of these, and like the fiddle player would, you know, Mitch Reed, Gina Forsythe, there's, you know, different fiddle players. They would take time to like teach me songs, like if the rest of the band was sound checking or whatever, they would come and they'd play a couple notes of one song, and then, you know, I'd play it back, and then they'd add a couple more notes, and then I'd play those notes back, and then by the end of the lesson, that would be, you know, I'd know a new song. And it's really cool, and I'm so grateful for those times.
Yeah.
I mean, because at like 8 years old, because I was like 8, 9, 10 when I was doing this, you don't really realize, like, you know, you're just like, oh, cool, I learned, look, yeah, look, mom, look what I did, like, look what I can do now. But like, as an adult person, it's so cool because that is actively being a part of a folk tradition. Like, yeah. I am part of, like, I get to be a part of that. Those songs are something I carry that I learned, and I know those, yeah, songs are a part of me and, yeah, who I am as a musician. And when I perform them, I share them with other people. And, you know, folk music, a lot of it is not written down. It's not, the only way it's preserved is through that. It is, wow, through, you know, sharing it with other people, playing it, performing it, and, you know, and sharing, yeah, sharing those songs. And so, you know, that those musicians took that time to, yeah, teach me those songs. And, like, you know, it's such an inclusive thing, you know, at, to a child, you know,
yeah,
like someone who was 8, 9, 10 years old, and something that's so precious and, yeah, just so unique. There's no other place, there's no other, you know, city, state in the country or in the world, yeah, that has this fado do tradition. It's so unique to Louisiana. And so, like, to be able to be a part of that is so cool. And I try to remember that every time, you know, I'm doing a tour date, regardless of whether it's, you know, on the West Coast or, yeah, up in the Northeast, or if it's, you know, over in Europe. Like, when I'm performing those songs, because, mm-hmm, I still perform a lot of those songs, even though I'm a songwriter, I still incorporate a lot of that music into, mm-hmm, my sets. And I remember that like it's a part of who I am, and like that it's a part of what I do. And I'm so grateful that I get to carry that. Like, it's such a it's truly such an honor to, like, be able to be one of the people that's a part of this much bigger, yeah, thing than me, you know.
Yeah.
It's just,
let's talk about your parents for a second, because you said you were 4 years old, you saw a TV show, you're like, oh, that looks cool, I want to do that. And I feel like kids are always, like, wanting to do something new, and then, like, now I don't want to do that. Now I want to be this. Like, okay, mm-hmm, I want to do acrobats. Like, put me in acrobat class. Like, okay, this was me as a kid. Like, I don't like it. Put me in tap class. 2 classes later, I don't like it. You know what I mean? But the fact that your parents are actually investing in you as a child, saying, like, I want to play this instrument, and they could have easily been like, okay, go play in your room.
Right.
But they're like, no, we're going to take you to where this band is sound checking. So,
yeah,
we don't know how to play it, but maybe they'll teach you how to play it.
True. I mean, yeah, there was that. I think also, too, I'm the oldest of 3. I have 2 younger brothers.
How old are you?
I'm 34, so.
Cute.
Yes, thank you.
What I would give. Continue.
I will say that I was probably a weirdo child, like, to be a total, because, like, I really did enjoy practicing. Like, something about it, I really did, uh-huh, you know, when my little baby brother was born, and, you know, my mom would go take him to take a nap, or, like, you know, yeah, be doing whatever with the baby and all of that. And I would, like, go practice my violin, and, like, I enjoyed the challenge a lot. So, mm-hmm, yes, like, definitely, you know, thanks, like, for you know, bringing...
Were you a good student?
School student?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So it was just this was your passion.
This was it. It's yeah, a good thing that I continued this, because I probably would be very lost in life if yeah, I didn't, because school was not my forte. I used to actually get in trouble because I would, like, we'd be taking a test. I had this one teacher. She really hated me because, like, I mean, we'd be doing a math test, right? Uh-huh. And, like, I didn't realize it, but I'd be sitting there, like, humming the work, like, be like, 2 times 2 is 4.
Oh, make up your own songs.
And I'd be, like, singing, and she would be like, she would come, like, whisper in my ear, and she'd be like, this is not drama class. Or I was, like, the kid, and I still am this way, because, like, now, like, my friends have, like, babies and stuff, and, like, I love going over and, like, reading books to, like, their kids and stuff like that. And, like, when I was a kid and we would be, like, in the reading classes and stuff, and, you know, they used to do that thing where each person would, like, read a chapter, or they, yep, call it popcorn. You'd read, uh-huh, one, and they'd be like, popcorn, and the next person would read. When it was my turn, I would get in trouble because I would, like, make up voices for the characters. I'd be like, and, yeah, then Mr. Rabbit said, oh no, you know. And again, this one,
do people love it or hate it?
The science teacher was not about it. She was just like, no.
No. Science and facts. That's all we want.
Yes. She was just like, no, we are here to like learn the material. And I was like, yeah, but everybody else sounds so bored. You know, I was just trying to be entertaining. So
you're an entertainer.
I am. So, but yeah. So anyways.
What do your siblings, are they in entertainment at all?
So my middle brother, no, he's not at all. Could not be farther away from it at all. Like totally, totally.
He's the science teacher.
He works with students. He works in mental health. You know, he's getting his master's right now. So that's super great. Oh, but yeah, like totally, totally different. My youngest brother is actually 15. So I think he's still figuring it out. He does like music and everything. But, you know, he's also at an age right now where he wants to be a YouTuber. So I felt okay, I do have to say this one really funny story, because my youngest brother, I mean, I'm 34 and this is like, you know, I don't know why I'm such a like sicko like this. But so at some point, the youngest brother decides he's gonna like pick a bat, like he's like, he starts a TikTok, right? And he like sends me, because I don't really use TikTok, like just gonna front that, but I do use like Instagram and Facebook, because you know, that's just more of like what I do. And at one point, like, we had kind of started TikTok around the same time, and he posts his videos and he sends me a screenshot in our group chat, in our siblings group chat. He's like, get at me. He's got like more followers and more likes than me. So then I decide, I'm like, I'm like, I can't have this. Like, so as the oldest, I'm like, and the oldest daughter, a redhead and a Leo. I was like, this is not allowed. Like, I was like, so then I actually actively participated in having a competition to gain followers on TikTok with my 15-year-old brother.
Who won?
Well, it's still to be seen, but I did have recently, when New Orleans had the snow, totally like, I went outside and, you know, we got like 8 inches of snow in June. It was like such a freak thing, because we don't get snow at
That's
all.
Right.
And I grabbed my fiddle. It was like coming down. And I was like, okay. So I just like had a wild idea. I just like went out on my street corner in New Orleans, got my little, you know, stand, put my phone on it, and filmed a quick little video of me playing, you know, music and whatever. And then some girls, like, you know, across the street, they started dancing. It was a cute video. And I just like threw it up on, like, literally, like, no thought, like, no, like, I didn't plan this content. I didn't like nothing like that. It got like over 1 million views between Instagram and Facebook. It was crazy. It like got
take that, brother.
So then I was like,
come at me, bro.
I was like, haha. But he was like, you go. And I was, it's like a totally fun thing. But yeah, it's like, yeah. But anyways, so yeah, the youngest one was very impressed by that. And so I was like, winning the older, older sibling.
She's still cool.
Yes, exactly.
She's still cool.
Yes.
That's amazing. What else are you grateful for? Give me some more gratitudes in your life.
You know, I think like definitely, again, like growing up like in New Orleans, growing up in the culture, like that's something I'm super, super grateful for. Because, you know, I think, you know, being a musician, being an entertainer, you know, being in a place that is so rooted in culture, it's not just that I play music. It's that, you know, that I'm part of something much bigger, and that it's like, you know, it's taught me so much about being a musician, that it's like being a part of community. It's being a part of, you know, that sort of thing, which definitely leads me to like friends and, you know, friends that are, you know, have been there for a long time. You know, I feel like, you know, you can't choose your family, but your friends, your supporters, your fans that have been there since the very beginning.
Yeah.
As someone who's been doing it for a really, really, really long time, you know, every year that goes by, like, say that, you know, I get, you know, people still, you know, come to my shows, people still listen to my, you know, when I first started my career, like, people still would buy tapes, and they'd be mad that we didn't have tapes for sale, you know? Like, I mean, just giving away, like, how long ago that was. But like, you know, through CDs to, like, downloads to streaming. Yeah. And that, like, I have fans that come back and supporters and, you know, year after year, and, like, they, you know, in all the different chapters I've been through, you know, from, you know, I mean, because – as someone who started so young through my teenage years to now being a young woman, you know, you're not the same person. And like that those fans have grown with me over the years, that they've still been there, that, that they're there and they're so like core, and that they understand like, you know, what that, you know, what that love and that support can do and like what that does and being a part of it. And like, yeah, just coming back and appreciating that and showing that appreciation, like as an artist, I feel like that's so inspiring. And like, it keeps you wanting to do like,
I have a question. More.
Okay.
When did you realize that you had fans? Do you remember that moment when you first started realizing, wait a minute, they're here for me?
Oh man, that's such a good question. I mean,
I remember the moment for me.
Okay.
So you can think about, maybe you'll remember it, this, maybe like, oh, I had an experience kind of like that. Yeah. So I was brand new. My video had just gone viral. People were starting to message me on MySpace. That's how I'm aging myself. Okay.
I love it.
So I would put on my MySpace page when I was doing a set around town, and I had a set is in the back room at a bowling alley.
Okay.
And they would do stand-up comedy there. So I got a little 10-minute set booked, and I just put on my MySpace page that I was performing at the bowling alley, you know? I get to the bowling alley, and I'm over off to, like, the side, and there's some people standing there that I don't know, and they were like, oh my gosh, we came to see you. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, we saw you posted on MySpace that you were going to be here, so we drove out from Riverside, which is, like, a 2-hour drive. And I'm like, you drove 2 hours to come and watch me do 10 minutes? That's wild to me.
That is so crazy.
And that's the first time that I realized, like, I had fans. Like, people thought I was funny and they wanted to come see more of what I was doing.
That's awesome.
I could not believe that. But for someone like you who's saying, like, I'm so grateful for these fans that have been with me from the beginning to now, like, do you remember any kind of moment or season where all of a sudden either your numbers started to climb or people would stop you in a street and say, hey, I love your music, or like whatever it is? Do you remember any of those early moments?
You know, I think probably like, so I grew up on, we had a local, well, we still have it, a local TV station. It's an affiliate, and they would do, they were really well known in the 90s and in the 2000s for having music on. It was a regular newscast, like regular like morning newscast with Eric and Sally Ann, and you know, it's the, you know, just regular morning news, but because it's New Orleans, they always incorporated music like in their shows and everything. And so I started going on there when I was young. There was an artist, you know, an adult artist that, you know, invited me the first time, and then, you know, they kept inviting me back, you know. And then at some point, being out and like at the grocery store with my family, and it's funny because it's still to this day too, somebody was like, oh, you're the little girl from WWL, you know, like that was the TV station.
Yeah.
And still people still sometimes they'll be like, wait, I watched you grow up on WWL.
Oh, that's
they would
cute.
Invite me back. Like I'd go like once a month, and I'd
you know,
bring
so
my
cute.
Fiddle. The actually the newscaster, Eric, he actually just recently passed away, and I know. And so he's like a big part of like who, you know, just a big part of like, even though he's not a musician or anything, but the fact that, you know, I grew up going there, he was a
totally.
Part of my career.
Absolutely.
But yeah, like, you know, it's one of those things, you know, people would be like, I watched you grow up, you know,
yeah.
like that. And it's like, it's cool because it's like, yeah, I did grow up with, you know, with these people, and like, you know, I wrote this new song, you know, and like play
Very
my fiddle.
Cool.
And so, yeah, like, I think that that's definitely a moment of just like some, you know, the first time that, you know, like, you know, being at the grocery store and like being like, you're the little girl from WWL, you know,
that's
you, I saw you, you know, or whatever. And like, yeah, it was
and
cool.
We're grateful for Eric. Look at that.
Oh, absolutely.
I just had a question. I feel like it's going to be a dumb question.
No.
But I saw it in my head happen, and I was like, oh, I wonder if that's ever happened. And now I'm going to feel real dumb when I say it, but I'm going to say it because why not? So you play the fiddle.
Yes.
Right. And you sing.
Yes. But not at the same time.
So you fiddle and then you put it down, you sing,
yeah.
and then you go back to fiddle.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, I put it down, just like have it in my hand.
Right.
And I'll, you know,
but, and
yeah.
then you sing.
Yeah.
So my question, so how do you hold the fiddle?
Okay. On this side. So, yeah. And then you got your bow right here. So
okay, so this was my dumb question.
Okay.
Have you ever gone from singing, going back to playing, and whacked yourself?
It has not happened.
I told you, but it's a dumb question.
Now that you've said it, I'm gonna be so, like, I'm gonna be like, every time I go play, I'm gonna be like,
I am so sorry.
It was like, where is this going? What are we?
That is like, what is I saw question? In my brain.
I
is
definitely
you
have
singing
whacked.
And going. Oh,
I have done stuff before where it'll be like TV stuff where they'll be like really tight, and I've definitely like almost taken some people's eyes out with it, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, I'm just like here doing it, you know, and like much like, you know, I use my hands for talking, you know, it's like I you know, I'm yeah, I'm active with my hand, with my bow. Yeah, exactly. So
oh,
I will
fiddling.
I will tell you this story though. I one time, I don't know, I'm going to say it anyways. Okay.
Yeah. Listen, this is the moment of like dumb things. We're going to say dumb things to each other and it's okay.
I thought about it. I was like, hopefully this person does not give it. I got invited to play at a charity event.
Okay.
This was many years ago, and it was on a like, it was like a horse farm. Like they're like pet horses, right? Not like, yeah. So anyways, they're like trained horses and stuff. And anyways, I'm going to try to make this a short story, but I'm out there playing at this event. They're like, oh, you know, and they've got the horse trainers and stuff all around. So it's like not like I was like being all willy-nilly or anything like that. But so they're like, do you want to meet the horses? And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. That sounds cool. I'll meet the horses. And so like I'm over there and look, alcohol was like flowing at this event and everything. So everybody's having a really good time. I had just finished playing my little song and everything. And so I go meet the horses and they give me a peppermint, you know, and they're like, give the horse the peppermint. Oh. You know, you put it like here and like you're supposed to do a flat palm or whatever and you give it to the horse. Well, the horse forewent my peppermint and went for my pinky finger instead.
No. Ow.
Yes. And then so in front of all of these people, like, and I'll really try to be on my best behavior in front of people. I don't know. But like, I mean, I ran out of curse words and like was making up words.
Making up words.
And like, they're like, because in the horse, you know, they don't chomp like this. This is not something I knew ahead of time. Oh, I learned a lot about horses that day. And so
more than I ever thought
wanted
I would
to
ever
know. Yeah. So like they grind their teeth when they eat, apparently. Yeah, so like I am watching and like this horse has my pinky finger and I have this scar to prove it.
Not giving you left to right.
Like,
oh, no.
I mean, yes, left to right. Yes. And he is going at it.
No.
And like I am like it's like one of those movie moments where I am watching my life disappear in front of my eyes. Like I am like, he is taking my pinky out. And like I am like, and again, I'm like saying all this stuff out of my mouth and like I'm watching this happen, and finally somebody gets my pinky finger out, and the number one thing that they were like, the people who were there, they were like, oh, but is it your fiddling finger? And I was like, have you ever seen a one-handed fiddler? They're both my fiddling hands. Talk about mattitude. Yeah. That was a mattitude for the. I was just like, they are both my fiddling hands. Like, I've never been like who's going to come see the one-handed fiddle? Like, no, it's like, I know it's not necessarily the most important of the fingers, the pinky finger, but it is the cutest. And I mean, I need it for the bow. Like,
hello,
like,
how am I going to sip tea, honey?
Your fiddling finger.
So, yeah. Anyways, I can't remember what you said that made me think of that, but they're both my fiddling hands. They're
love
both my fiddling fingers. And yeah. And I did recover. And it turns out.
Did you get stitches?
No stitches.
Okay.
I had to have it like wrapped up and everything. God. And like it took a couple months to get full feeling back in my pinky. My finger.
Yeah.
But yeah, come to find out the horses had not eaten yet and they were
rude.
Hungry. Yeah. Yes. I was just like, wait, I was over here trusting you guys with the pet. Of course he
they
was like
threw
was
you like out the, there into the wild.
They really did. They fed me to the wolves. Yeah. Like they were like, who the horses were like, I don't peppermint? No. Carrot. Yeah. Give me the carrot.
First, I didn't know peppermint was horse's jam.
Yeah, apparently that. It is, but not, they don't not like it as hungry. An appetizer. They do not do appetizers. That is a dessert yep. item for sure.
Oh my goodness. I can't imagine. Did they feel bad? Like, I would admit, oh my God, he doesn't usually do this. I'm so sorry. Like,
well, yeah, yeah. Just somebody was just like, oh, well, they hadn't eaten yet. And I was like,
interesting.
Yeah.
I love horses. I met a cow one time. I was in I met a cow.
Not I met a cow one
yes.
time.
Oh no, we met. I was in Amsterdam and I did a bike tour. Like one of those, like you sign up and you do a tour and it's a bike tour, and they took us to a cow farm and they make different like cheese and clogs. Okay. So if you want some cheese and a pair of shoes, you can get that all right here at this cow farm. But anyway, I had never felt a cow's tongue before. And they were like, yeah, you could just put your hand out and the cow will lick your hand. And I was like, oh, I have experience with my dog licking my hand, you know, yeah. things like that. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll just get a little licky lick on my hand from a cow. And next thing you know, this like long, like elephant trunk tongue comes out of this Ooh. Cow's mouth. And it was so like scratchy and like, it was like buffing my hands. It was like buffing the dead skin cells. It was full on like, it was the weirdest feeling I've ever had. Now, granted, it wasn't taking off my pinky. It wasn't, you know, gnawing on it, but it was I feel like they tricked me. They were like, oh, you want him to kiss you? And I'm like, oh, that's fun. That's like thinking cute. You're just going to do this and give a little licky lick. And it was full on buffing the dead skin cells off my hand. It was wild.
That is weird and gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They should really give you a disclaimer like, hey,
something. If that was the whole funny thing for them. They were like, yeah, he'll give you a little kiss. And I'm like, okay, besitos.
And all these people come out with their cameras. And they're like, no, do it.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Really? Wait, hold on. Let me get the flash.
We got one. She's going to do a kiss. We got one. That was.
Another round.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my gosh. Amanda, what else? What's going on? What else are we grateful for? What makes you warm inside thinking, wouldn't be here if it wasn't for this or whatever?
Yeah, I think also too, I'm really grateful for definitely, you know, my instrument and the fact that, you know, I do have this, the longest standing relationship in my life, you know?
Yeah. No, but so seriously. This is the same fiddle that you have.
No, I mean, I have been playing the same one for a long time, but okay. I mean, like, you know, the fact that like, I, you know, this thing, we've been on this thing together, and I am really grateful for the fact that, you know, yes, it does take practice and all that kind of stuff, but like this one thing, this one idea, this one dream has like brought me to so many places. Yeah. I've met so many people. Like, what is life without like meeting people and like experiences, and like, you know, the fact that like, you know, I have friends abroad and in other countries, I've learned about other cultures and things like that, you know, and I've been able to do really just interesting things and cool things, and it's all like because of like this instrument, this idea, this, you know, this thing that I have in my life that, you know, that has brought me to all these places, and that like music can do that. Mm-hmm. Like music can give that, creativity can give that to you, you know, you connect with people, you know, it's like, oh, you like that artist too, oh my gosh, well, did you hear this album, like this is incredible, you know, and it's all because it all started with like a violin, like in a violin lesson is like super, you know, it's like pretty wild, like every once in a while, because people will be like, they'll be like, oh, did you get nervous for that thing, or when you do this thing, you know, or whatever, and like sometimes it's like, it's not, you don't even think about that. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm just on this journey. And then after the fact, you're just like, whoa, it's like, yeah, I did do this thing. As a matter of fact, like a good example of that is like, you know, and like meeting people again is like, two years ago, I did the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and I performed. And, you know, and I'm sure you relate to this, but like it's work, right? So leading up to like a show or something, like you're only thinking about like all the logistics that go into it. And there was a lot of things that went into that, you know, 90-second performance, you know, like in the weeks and months. And a friend of mine, her name is Julie Mallow. She made a custom fit, you know, a dress for me to coat dress for me to wear for the parade and everything. And she lives up there in New York. And you know, just going into it, you know, and honestly, like, I knew it was the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and that was cool. But, like, also, too, though, I was, like, you know, not thinking about that necessarily. It's like, okay, well, you know, this is my call time. And, like, you know, here's, like, you know, now that we've done rehearsal, these are my, you know, my spots and, like, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, all that kind of stuff. Okay, well, how did my solo go? This is how I go, you know. And then, you know, that was 2 years ago. This past Thanksgiving, and that happened. It was great. It was a long day. It was an early call. I died, like, by 6 p.m. that night. Uh-huh. Like, I was, like,
done.
So this past Thanksgiving, Julie, you know, who had made my dress for the, you know, she sends me a text and I'm laying in bed and I'm watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I'm just like watching it and like I'm texting back and forth with her and she was like, oh man, you know, the weather we had last year was so perfect, you know, and it's kind of rainy this year. She was like, it was amazing when we did it. And I was like, oh my God, like, yeah, like I'm watching this on TV and I'm like, we were there last year. Like we did this. Like, like, you know, I'm someone who doesn't have a label. I'm someone who doesn't have, you know, I don't have like major management or backing or like anything like that. Like I'm just an indie artist. Yeah. And it's like, I did that, you know what I mean? Like, that's incredible. I got to share it with a friend of mine who's so creative when it comes to, you know, styling, and she put together like the most amazing outfit. Like, I got to share that with somebody.
Yes.
And like, I had that moment, and like, it was like a full year later that I sat there and I was like, oh my God, like, I did that. Like, a lot of people watch this show. Like,
Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah, and we're texting back and forth. And I was like, girl, we were there. I was like, we did that thing. And she was like, I know, we did that thing.
That's a part
like,
of history.
Yeah, and it's, like, so cool. And it's, like, and she's also, she's, again, an incredible designer. And so, like, and so, like, that we got to do that together as creatives. And, like, we
what
got
to bring this idea. What is success if you can't do it with your friends? You know what I mean? If you don't get to bring the people you love along on the journey.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, like, yeah, I think that, like, yeah, I think that that's a big part of it is like, yeah, like the adventures that you go on and then you look back and you're just like, whoa, like, because it's really easy to get caught up in the day to day. And especially like in this world, like on Instagram where you see everybody like doing this, that, girl, and the other. And girl, like everybody's rushing everywhere to do everything. And you think to yourself, like, am I doing, you lay there in bed at night being like, am I doing enough? Okay, tomorrow I got to wake up. Here's the 5 things I feel like I need to accomplish tomorrow, you know, and all that. And then you sit back and you're like, oh my gosh, like a year ago myself would have been dying to do the things that like I, you know, I can look back and say like, oh my God, like look at what I did. So like those little moments of just like appreciating and being like that work, the people that you share it with is a really, I think that's such an important thing. And like just remembering, you know, and then again, that it just starts with just like you, your idea. For me, it's like the fiddle, you know, and just like, okay, I'm gonna do this, and like let's do this, let's create, and like it's a beautiful thing. And then again, being able to share that little thing with other people in my community, you know.
I think it's so important to reflect, pause and reflect, to celebrate our wins, whatever industry you're in. If you work in an office building and you crunch numbers all day, but there's this goal that you had, and if you achieve that goal, pause and celebrate it.
That's right.
In some way. And then there are times where a year later you look back and you go, oh wait, I did that, and that's really incredible. And in the moment it's hard to see it, I think, because we get so caught up in what's next. Okay, well, I got to keep doing this, I got to make strike while the iron's hot, or whatever it is, I got to make sure that I really utilize this opportunity. Okay, people may have heard me play my fiddle on the parade, and they might be looking for me on social media. I got to make sure that my social media game is tight. I got to make sure, like, okay, do I have an agent to like get me bookings? Like if somebody heard whatever, and then you start going into like, okay, how do I make the most out of this opportunity that I just had? Like, how do I keep it going? How do I blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And we forget to just pause and be like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is pretty special.
Like, this is cool. Like,
let's sit in this for a minute. Yeah. Let's just sit in. Wow. And then you get to bring a friend, and you get to like eye contact with your friend in the moment. And like, we're here.
Exactly.
This is wild.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I remember I did that when we were in Australia. And before Danielle, I worked with a girl named Jaki, and we were in Australia, and we were running on this beach. It was like a beautiful beach in, actually, this is New Zealand at this point. So we in Australia and New Zealand. We're in New Zealand. And I remember being in that moment, being so happy that I can't believe I'm in New Zealand and we're on this like beautiful beach and this is wild. And then we're just like looking at each other going like, what are we doing here? Like, this is our life. We're experiencing this right now.
Like I am here right now. Like, I am here right now. Like, no, like, I am here. Like, this is my reality. Like, this is it. You know, and I was talking with somebody recently, too. I was talking with Natalie, who's my publicist, and we were actually talking about how also, too, like, I think sometimes we're racing because we think we're going somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. We think that there's a place to be, right? Sometimes in our head. And yes, we do have goals, but actually, like, the idea of like making it, or that's like such a myth, right? It's like, if you truly are doing your thing and you're like, just, you know, planting those seeds of like, this is my life, this is what I'm doing. There's, it's always like, there's just like the next thing. There's the next thing you want to achieve, the next goal. But like, I think it's a dangerous idea to think like, I'm getting to this and this is the end goal and that's that. Right. And like, yes, there, we do love having goals. We love feeling great about achieving things. Sure. But that, like, actually, it truly is a journey. Like, as like cheesy as that is, but it is a journey. And it's never like, okay, well, I'm done. Like, first of all, how boring would life be if you just like reached a place and you were just like, okay, well, I did that. I was in New Zealand. Okay, cool. Well, that's it. Like, I'm done. Like, no, like, I mean, it's always like, oh, cool. Like, and just like keeping going with those little seeds that you've planted and continuing to grow your plant and everything. And then, and then that's what continues to give you that, you know, because you can just get so burnt out if you're thinking about like the where I'm going to and getting that and that thing and like having that. It's like, no, it's like, it's so much bigger than that. And it's like truly enjoying like those moments, you know, that's the important thing. So
there's go ahead, Danielle.
I was gonna say, like, I remember 2 or 3 years ago when I went home for the holidays back in Texas, I remember I came across somebody that I knew from high school, and they were like, oh, are you still living in LA? Are you still following the dream or chasing your dream? And I remember thinking, like, I'm in the dream.
Yes.
I'm in it. Like, it's, I'm absolutely, like, yes, I'm chasing it, but I'm like, but I'm doing it. Like, I'm, and I just had like, it was a total moment where I just thought, like, wait a minute. Like, okay, yes, when I moved out here, I was working part-time at a retail store and was hustling and trying or whatever. But I was like, no, like, we're in it. And like, yes, there's still those goals we all want to reach, but like, don't forget to look behind you and go, oh my gosh, look at all that stuff that we did. Like, look at all that.
Yes.
Like, we're 100%. In it. Like, I'm in the dream. It's, I love that perspective. I'm just agreeing. Yes.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, no, you are. You totally are. No, you're totally right. Like, yeah, people will be like, are you still going for the dream? Are you still living the dream? Yeah. Are you like going out? And it's like, no. I actually am. Like, I paid my rent. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, it's good. Like, life is good, you know? So that probably like leads me to like another gratitude.
Let's do it.
Good days and bad days. I think that's another thing like that I feel like pertains to all of this, is being grateful. Because, you know, like, one thing I feel like I've learned is, like, again, like, you know, over the years, it's like, it's the good days and the bad days. You can look back at something and be like, okay, like, all of these experiences that didn't work out the way you wanted them to. You know, I've had a lot of chapters in my career. You know, I was on a label, then not on a label, you know, and we've read stories about that, you know, about artists like that. And, you know, I think you have to, like, you know, sometimes, yeah, obviously, it's really a bummer when things are not going your way, right? Like, you know, oh, I didn't get that show and that person got that, you know, that booking that I feel like I could have done, you know, like, you know, oh, like this thing, you know, or that person wrote a bad review of my, you know, my album, whatever. But actually, like, all of those things, they all actually still go, like, you can still be mad about it, but they still have to, if you use that as fuel and going, you know, and you say, okay, sometimes, you know, you got to sit back and be, maybe there are some things that are true about it, and you go, and you go, okay, well, let me keep working on it. Like, let me see how I can be better. You know, I'm going to be better, and I'm going to do it for me and everything. And again, you know, I look back and there are so many times that, like, you know, I've had, you know, managers and things that didn't work out. But then looking back, I'm like, okay, maybe if those things had gone better, like, I'm so happy with where I'm at today. Like, what's to say that I, like, things might have turned out differently, and maybe some of the mm-hmm. things that I'm doing now wouldn't have happened, you mm-hmm. know, like, you know, and I think I have to, you know, sometimes I remind myself, like, being grateful, you know, even when those doors close,
yeah,
being
girl.
Okay with the fact that, like, okay, you know, it doesn't necessarily, you know, always mean that it's in a direct way that another door is yeah. going to open. But, mm-hmm. you know, your path is your path, right? And, like, what's for you is for you, and it's going to find 100%. You. And the energy you put in to this planet and that you put into your work, that you put into, you know, what you're doing, that's going to, it's going to come back to you and it'll find you, you totally. Know? And sometimes, again, it's not direct. You can't do it just for that.
Yeah.
But when you're putting it out there and you're, you know, and you're giving your best, like, the good is going to come your way, you know,
yeah.
and the bad things are really the things that don't go your way again, like, and this, the, you know, entertainment industry is so unforgiving sometimes,
total.
You know, sometimes you don't get a TV role because you were born with brown eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's literally, I was talking to someone about that recently, about how, you know, they had been talking to someone and, you know, they ended up not getting, you know, the thing that they were looking for. And I was yeah. just like, girl, I was like, it literally could just be, you know, that you have, you know, mm-hmm. this color hair.
Sure,
and
they, sure.
And it's like, that's all it is. Some people sitting, I was like, but you know what? I was like, what if you had done it and it wasn't the thing for you, and like
yeah.
it led your path somewhere else? I was like, your path is your path and it's going to find you. Like
yeah.
your path, if you just keep doing you and you're honoring
mm-hmm.
your art, who you are, and
there
she's
go.
Such an awesome artist too. So I was like, it's going to find you. It doesn't mm-hmm. feel that way in this moment, but it will mm-hmm. find you, and you
100%.
Have to like live for that. And again, like going back to the basics of like your thing that you're doing and being true to that, and like that's gonna always lead you to where
yeah.
you wanna, you know, where you're gonna go, you know.
Let me tell you, I have journal after journal after journal filled with closed doors, mm-hmm. filled mm-hmm. with my thoughts and my process of things that didn't work, my hopes and prayers. Oh, I want this. This is going to be amazing. I have this audition for this project, and like, oh, imagine. And then like dreaming, writing out my dream. Like if I were to book this role, oh my gosh, this could mean this, this, and this. And I got pages, next page. And this is what it could look like. And this is what it could lead to. Pages, pages, pages. And then the next one is, well, I didn't get it. And man, I really thought that one was going to be for me. Mm-hmm. Stacks and stacks and stacks of closed doors, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But also within those, I also have that jewel in
right.
there. This one was a no, a no, a no, not this time, somebody else. We're going another direction. It's not you, but thank you. You were great, but no thank you.
Right.
And then there's that one yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yeah.
It's this one. This is the one. This is the yes. This is the moment. And being able to look back at all of those no's and trusting that there's a reason why they were a no in your journey and in your process, you know, there's times where I look back, even guys that I liked, and journaling about, oh my gosh, you know, he's this, he's that, and liking this guy, and then it doesn't work out, and then you're like heartbroken about it. Thank God it didn't work out.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Thank
yes. God I didn't try to make it work with all these red flags.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. he was cute, and because we're from the same place, or we like the same things, like whatever. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, thank God. I'm grateful for some of these no's because they led to an even better yes.
Exactly. Totally, totally, totally. Like, I totally agree with you. Like, yeah, I mean, again, it's just like, for instance, like, you know, things in my career, people, you know, like if you, maybe something, an opportunity would have happened, it brought
yeah.
you somewhere else. And it's like, think of all the people in your life that maybe between that time and now that you wouldn't have maybe met, you
sure.
would have never crossed paths with.
Totally.
If your life had taken you somewhere else. And it's like those friendships, those
uh-huh.
people, those experiences, like, yeah. So it's super
totally.
Tough to remember that. And I know a lot of people like work in entertainment and stuff,
yeah.
but it's like, It is. It can be just so unforgiving. But I'm like, I'm so grateful for the place I'm in right
mm-hmm.
now. And it's like, okay, like let's enjoy it. Let's like be happy for it. You know, like some days are still a struggle, but it's like overall, it's like, yeah, it's like I have great people in my life. And it's like I have, you know, I'm working on music and things in my career that I love, that I'm so excited about. And so in that moment, it is a little bit easier to look back and be like, all those things that maybe in my teenage years that, you know, didn't work out, this and that or whatever. Like, yeah, it's, you know, it's worth it in the end. So
definitely there's a prayer I used to pray when, you know, it comes to the journey. And anytime I would go to an audition or a meeting or, you know, whatever it was that I was, you know, still in that season of life where like I'm trying to catch my big break, you know what I mean? There was a prayer that I used to pray. And sometimes even if I didn't have a meeting that day or an audition or anything going on, it was just a way that I started my day. And I feel like I need to re-implement this prayer because it's a really good prayer. And I would thank God for what he was doing behind the scenes. And I would imagine like this chest match, like moving chess pieces on the board. And I would say, thank you, God, for moving all the people into position for my journey and for my story, so that by the time I arrive at this meeting, I arrive at this audition, I arrive at this whatever, all the people that were supposed to just so happen to be walking by right at that time to say, oh, hey, I remember you. I produced a show that you were on years ago. What have you been up to? What are you doing these days? Oh, I'm on tour. Oh, I'm this, this, and this. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, my gosh. Who are you repped by? Okay, I'm going to reach out. I'm glad I ran into you. Okay, see you later. Those moments like that. I would start my day with God. Thank you for moving the people into place wherever we need to be. And then when you're so present in the moment and you're walking throughout the day and you're crossing paths with people, it's a different kind of energy you put out when you go to order a coffee and when you go to like say hi to someone and you go to engage with people and you go, oh, we just said, oh, excuse me, sorry, I was going to go this way. Thank you. Hey, have a good day. You too. God put that person in your life.
That's exactly right.
That little, I just walked around you. I'm so sorry I was in your way. No worries. Have a good day. Bye. That's all that person needed for their story, was for someone to acknowledge that they existed, that they didn't just bump into them and walk away, but they said, oh, I'm so sorry. That's all that person needed in their story. So God was moving me into position in that person's story. 100%. And you just have to trust that God is moving all the pieces for your journey, for your story. So when you hear that no, heartbreaking sometimes. It hurts sometimes. But we got to trust.
It's
part of the story.
Everything you just said totally resonated with me. And like I always say, like the universe is speaking. Like that's what that makes me think of, is that like, I don't know if you've ever read the book The Alchemist, but like, that's one of my favorite books. But yeah, they talk about how the universe is always speaking and like how, you know, your path is out there and you just have to be paying attention to the omens and to the signs. And that's what that makes me think of is that, because you're totally right. It's like, you know, you run into somebody by accident. You're like, oh, I'm going, you know, and you could easily just be like, you know, or whatever. But, and again, that just also goes back to being also just like a good human, being like, oh my God, oh, that's so funny. Maybe you just, and maybe somebody that you're meant to talk to and you strike up a conversation and sometimes it does, it leads you down another. And sometimes it's like a great friendship, a great relationship. Maybe, you know, they were something that you didn't even realize you were manifesting, like, you know, or whatever.
Totally.
But yeah, like the universe is always speaking. I totally, totally believe that.
Yeah.
Like that is partially like how I ended up here in Nashville anyways. Yeah. It's like, cause yeah, it's like, you know, coming from one music city and then like coming to another music city. And at the time I wasn't necessarily like looking to go anywhere, you know, specifically. I've worked full time, you know, as a musician in New Orleans for so long, but again, you know, music is just like this funny community and how things come together. A friend of mine who's a session player here, she introduced me to Kent Wells, who is now my producer, and he produces, you know, Dolly Parton and Reba McEntire. And it's like one of those funny things that's like, yeah, you start a conversation.
How
and you
did go, this even happen? Here.
Yeah. And then the next thing I know is like, oh my God, I'm working on, you know, all this music with somebody who was a hero of mine as a
so
kid.
Cool.
And like, yeah, 15-year-old Amanda would be just super impressed. Like, you'd be like, oh my God, and all those bad days would have totally been worth it if I'd have known that I ended up here. And yeah, you know what I mean? That, totally. You know, I used to sit on the floor of my room and listen to my CDs when I was, you know, sad and all of that, you know, with my CD binder and everything. Listen to
oh,
my,
yeah.
Now, you know, and I had a bunch of Dolly Parton records and yeah. And so like, it's cool. But anyways, that's to your point is, yeah, the universe is always speaking. And yeah, those bad days, they will sometimes lead you to meeting your heroes. And like, you
let's
know,
go.
You know, that's how it is, you know?
We on this podcast listen to a voicemail message from callers, from listeners that want to call us and tell us what they're grateful for.
Oh, awesome.
So Danielle has picked a voicemail for us to listen to today. And if you're listening right now or you're watching on YouTube and you're like, hey, I want to call and say what I'm grateful for in my life, here's the phone number for you to call.
747-300-5380. Give us a call.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Luxury living begins with your move to Mason, Preferred Living's newest community in the desirable New Albany area. Your suite features soaring ceilings, White Valley granite countertops, and spa-inspired bathrooms. With amenities like a multi-tier year-round pool and hydrotherapy spa, Trackman golf simulators, a private screening room, and complimentary Starbucks coffee, every day feels like a retreat. Learn more and schedule your tour at livepreferred.com.
There's an ending to the song that we can't hear for some reason. We haven't figured out yet what the technical diff is.
That doesn't go through.
But it's always right at this certain point.
I love that the phone number has a song, by the way. Oh, yeah. Like, of all the points in this show, the phone number has this. I love it.
I think we need a fiddle version of that song.
Wow, you've come to the right place.
Oh my gosh, I just had an idea. What if we, like, every music artist that I bring, because that was Gabe Gibbs, who was on our show as well, and he wrote that song and played it and sang it and we love it.
Yes.
Kept it ever since.
Yes.
Oh, my God. What if I have every music artist that comes on this podcast be like, give me your version of my phone number jingle, and then every episode we play a different, like, and that was Amanda Shaw. Fiddling our phone number.
Now streaming on Spotify, the phone
totally
number. Phone number jingle.
Imagine.
Can you imagine a playlist of all the phone number jingles?
That's funny. Oh my God, we're doing it. We're doing it immediately.
Write that down. That's so good.
We are doing it immediately. Which version of my jingle would you like to hear? The fiddle version, the Broadway version, the gospel version, the metal version?
Yes,
stop.
Love it. Love this.
This variety. Is my favorite idea we've ever collaboratively come up with. Yeah. All right, let's play it, Danielle.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Ermi Marley, and I am grateful for my brother-in-law, who was, for the past 10 years, the most amazing man ever. He recently passed away about a week ago.
Oh, girl.
But he inspired me. I was stuck in a job for 20 years that I hated every day, and he inspired me and told me that I was worth more than what that job was allowing me. And I ended up quitting my job after 20 years and got a brand new job that I love, and I feel appreciated and valued. And I want to thank him for that, but I miss him every day. His name was Jeff Jarwin. And he was my inspiration, and I was so grateful for him to have him for 10 years. And our family's missing a big piece. But that's what I'm grateful for, was having those 10 years with Jeff. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you know that was my friend?
No. That's your friend?
Jeff Jarwin.
Really? No, I genuinely did not know.
I wonder if she knows.
Really?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
That is
first of all, weird. Thank you for calling. And I am so sorry that I am sorry for your loss. I'm so sorry that you're dealing with this incredible loss of your brother-in-law who inspired you in that way and really helped you get out of that 20-year job where you felt stuck. And I see it and I get it. And you're so brave. You are so brave.
Yes.
For doing that, for taking that step and trusting that something better was out there and you found it and you're in it. And I'm so happy for you. Jeff Jarwin is my friend who just passed away.
Jeff Jarwin.
He just passed away a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
He was my makeup artist. He did my makeup for my wedding. He did my makeup for my first hour special, for multiple of my hour specials.
Oh my gosh.
He just passed away. I hadn't talked to him in a really long time, but we were really close friends for a minute, and he would come and do like all my big events because he lived in Sacramento and I was in LA. So I would only bring him to do my big stuff. Like, oh, I'm doing a taping. I'm doing a big photo shoot, my wedding. Like, he would come to all the big stuff, and he was incredibly talented, and we lost touch. Oh. And this was just a couple weeks ago. My sister sends me a text and was like, hey, Jeff Jarwin passed away. I just saw it on Facebook. And I was like, wait, what? Oh. And even though we hadn't talked in a long time, it still is like, wait, what? You know, like, it's, I feel like if she knew that was my friend, wouldn't she have said that? Right? Wouldn't she have said, like, and, you know, like, because I follow you. Clearly, she listens to my podcast. Like, I follow you, and I know that you were friends with him and stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe she knew, maybe she didn't.
She said a different last name, but I don't know. I have no idea.
No, she said Jeff Jarwin.
Okay.
And he did just pass away a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Hey, that is, if you so didn't wild. Say Jeff Jarwin, and there's a Jeff Darwin out there who passed away, and I'm describing the wrong person, also, let me know. But yeah. Also, same. That is wild right now.
Yeah.
I mean, does that sound like him, what she described?
100%. Like, he's totally that guy. He started his own businesses. Like, he is that bold, brave guy. This is how we met. Back to MySpace.
Yes.
I was performing at the Punchline in Sacramento. He messages me on MySpace and he's like, I would love to do your makeup when you come to town. And I'm like, sure, yeah, we could do that. He did my makeup so fierce to the point where, have you ever had somebody do your makeup where you're like, what did you do to my face?
Yes.
Can you teach me? How do you do this? I feel like I have got a
facelift. Yes.
What did you do to my face? Yes. That's how I felt when he did my makeup. And I remember thinking, I'm going to use you again. Like, I need to. And so I started flying him out for my big events from Sacramento. But that's amazing. How we met, was from his boldness to message me on MySpace and be like, I would love to do your makeup one day. That's incredible. Wow. That was
well,
a
also
moment.
So sorry for your loss as Thank well. You. Because, yeah, I mean, those people, I mean, when you, again, those in entertainment, those are your community and your people, you know, and like you're sitting there in the makeup chair and you're talking about your day. And I'm so sorry for you
Thank
as well.
You.
That's so, and what a crazy wild coincidence.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on.
But going back to, I can't remember her name now because we got
last name was Marley, I think she said. Yeah. And Emmy Marley or
Army Marley, I think, or something.
Army, okay. What I do want to tell her, though, like, I know that she's saying gratitude, like, for her brother-in-law, you know, but, you know, also to the fact that she attracted someone in her life, like, I think just, like, a word of encouragement, like, that your vibe does attract your tribe. And, like, you attracted someone in your life. You took that, you know, advice to heart. You did quit that job and everything. And that, like, you know, that he felt obviously like he, you know, that he could be there for you and advise you to do that, to be that friend, you know, that you attracted that type of friendship and those type of people. Like, you're also an awesome person. And, like, remember that spirit of your brother-in-law, like, as you're going through life and, like, you know, what type of advice, is, you know, he would give you when you go through those. And there are a lot of people who don't meet their people in their lifetime, you know, like, I mean, there are a lot of people. I had a loss in my family very recently as well. My mom, she lost her partner, and they were together for a long time. And I told her something similar where I was just like, you know, I was like, Mom, there are a lot of people who don't even, you know, she was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know, and she was, you know, they were in the hospital and everything. And she's like, I don't know what we're going to do. And he did. He loved my mom a lot. And I said, Mom, I said, I know it feels so short. 10 years feels so short. I said, but there are so many people who go through this whole lifetime, never having met, you know, their person. And they really were, they were meant for each other. Like they were meant to be on this earth together. And I said, and that you accepted that love. And like, you know, that you had that relationship with him. I said, you know, going forward, try to just still remember in that, like, remember those moments, or still try to live in that, like in that love and in that relationship. And, you know, that's the best thing you can do to like carry that spirit. And it is really, really, it is such a hard thing. But, you know, just as someone that also went through that kind of recently as well, like, I think that that's like my best piece of advice to someone going through that, you know, because loss is so, it's so hard. You know, in New Orleans, we have we do jazz funerals. We do second lines.
Whoa.
And it's about celebrating the person's life and what that's they great. Brought to this planet. And I think that that's like such an important thing is like even finding joy in those really hard moments. And like, you know, it's like, and I just love that idea that like, you know, again, that that's what that celebration, that kind of funeral is meant to celebrate a person's life. You know, Viking funerals as well, they are about celebrating the person's life. Because yes, while it's sad for us here on this planet that that person's no longer here, that, you know, remembering that they were here, remembering the legacy that they gave to us, the impact that they made, because that's the best thing you can do for their life, like past, you know, their presence physically here on this planet, you know?
Totally. Well, thank you again for calling in. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And Amanda, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
I am so excited to get all of my listeners to be able to hear you and go check out your music. You're so talented. And everybody, go check her out. See where her music is streaming. Where's the best place where people can stream your music?
All the places, Spotify, Apple Music, all of that. And of course, there's amandashaw.com.
That's right.
You know, Facebook, Instagram, all of that. If you love dogs, fashion, and music, that's where you can find
me. Your girl right there. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and we'll see you next time.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring has arrived, and with it the perfect moment to plan your summer move. In Central Ohio's housing market, timing is everything, and no one understands that better than Delina Siamacco, one of the region's top-ranked REMAX realtors. With over 30 years of expertise and a reputation built on exceptional results throughout Central Ohio, Delina brings unmatched experience and knowledge to every transaction. As the weather and the market warms up, make your move with confidence and with the best. Visit Delina.com and let your luxury summer begin. That's Delena.com.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.